Good morning, and welcome to this special church service, especially visitors or regulars, we're all welcome, and especially those friends and relatives of Rebecca and Alfie MacDonald, and soon we'll be celebrating with them this happy day. And later, Derek Heyman will be bringing the message called The Shepherd. You'll see this behind, so that looks interesting, doesn't it? And for babies, there will be a creche, and George later on in the notices will explain that it is out the back, but you can go whenever you like or stay. Please stay if you can. Refreshments afterwards, there's a load of beautiful cakes there. So after the service, through that door, coffee, tea, cold drinks and cakes. So let's start our service then, and shall we start with a call to worship? Would you like to stay seated, but join with me from this Psalm 34. Proclaim with me the Lord's greatness. Let us praise his name together. I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. The oppressed look to him and are glad. They will never be disappointed. The helpless call to him, and he answers. He saves them from all their troubles. Find out for yourself how good the Lord is. Happy are those who find safety with him. And our first hymn this morning, or song, is In Christ Alone. In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when strivings cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. And shall we stand to sing this song?
Thank you.
take your seats now. Thank you. Now, as we come to prayer, just to remind you that Jesus said about prayer, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. So let's come to prayer to our Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father and Sovereign Lord, we come to you in prayer knowing you want the best for us. We ask your blessing on our meeting together today. Bring us your peace and joy as we witness Alfie's blessing, and may we learn more about you and your care as we hear about you as the Good Shepherd. Uplift our hearts as we sing praises to you, and may we leave this place knowing that you, by your Holy Spirit, have met with us. We ask this to your glory and in your name. Amen. Now, I wonder if you'd like to turn to the back of your hymn books, and I'd just like to read the confession to you. It is the Apostles' Creed, actually, not the confession, and it's really on that left-hand side. It's a brief formal summary of what we believe as Christians. But I'd like to make two small comments about it. First, when it says that about halfway down, three-quarters of the way down, it says the Holy Catholic Church. That's not the Roman Catholic Church. It's the universal church. It's the worldwide church there. So I would just say universal instead of Catholic there. And also the communion of the saints. That's all of us, plus all the Christians worldwide and those who have gone before us. It's the fellowship of the saints there. So please just follow it with me. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, No one checked me, did they? Right. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of the saints, forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Well, we're going to sing our next hymn, and it's 148 in your hymn books. There is a green hill far away. I want to particularly highlight verse 3. It says, and this is talking about Jesus, Jesus died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. And that is the good news. If you've never received that good news personally, please see one of us afterwards. We'd love to talk about that with you. Let's stand and sing 148.
Thank you.
Now, as you take your seats, it's my job to bring you a few notices of what's happening in our church and in the community. First of all, I'd just like to add my welcome also to you all. It's good to see you and visitors. It's wonderful to have that friendship and fellowship with you. Do join us for refreshments afterwards through that door there. Sounds good. There's lots of cakes and... This evening at 5:30, we have our church prayer meeting. Please do try and come to that if you possibly can. 5:30 this evening in the church lounge. Let's have a good attendance. Second thing is that tomorrow, being Bank Holiday Monday, there's a family fun day in Highlands Park. And the church have a stall booked which needs to be manned from noon till 4 p.m. So please see John. John is my brother who was up here just now, if you don't know him, and offer your help. You know, this is a good opportunity to get us known as a church in the community and for us to publicise things like Messy Church and to give some of the good news newspapers to people, and also Gideon Bibles. We've had this on other occasions, and generally engage in conversation about our faith with people. So that's tomorrow afternoon. Please be involved with that and try and help John there. On Thursday, the 30th of May, it's the National Day of Prayer for Police. This is a thing that we get involved with as Christians, people. We engage and seek to support our emergency services, and the police are the subject of our prayers this week, Thursday, the 30th of May. And if you want to be involved with that, that's at Main Road Church, Romford Baptist Church, from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Again, please see John or myself for more information on that. I think that's all the notices we have. If you look at your notice sheets, the next item on the itinerary is the offering. Now, we do take an offering as Christian people in this church. If you're not used to this church or you're new to church, we take an offering up. People put money in the bags. The bags will be passed round. This is for particularly people that are regular at the church members, and we give to further God's work here at the church, to support the church and to support the missions that we're involved in. Now, if you feel that you can't involve with that, don't worry. You'll see people that pass the bag by. That's because perhaps a lot of people give their money by straight to the bank through standing orders. So don't feel embarrassed anyway. But if you'd like to give something, please put something in the bag, and the offering will now be taken up. Thank you. We're going to pray for wisdom in the use of these gifts, the offering. We're also going to pray for the creche. If you have children that could go to the creche after we've prayed, please follow through that door there, and you're welcome to join the creche there. So let's just pray. Father, we thank you that you give us gifts of monetary wealth. Lord, we thank you for all that we have. We recognize that all we have comes from you. And Lord, we pray now for the money that's been given through these bags and also through other means. Lord, we pray that it will be used to enhance your kingdom and to further your kingdom and to bring many to faith in Jesus Christ. And now as we think of the young ones, the creche, as they leave us shortly, we do pray your blessing upon them. We pray for those that lead them, and we pray that many of these children early in their lives will learn to trust you and put their trust and faith in you. We ask this for Jesus' sake. Amen. So it's only creche that are leaving us at this stage in the service. Boys and girls, stay in. Me again, as we pray, let us join together in prayer. Let us pray. Sovereign Lord, Heavenly Father, our Good Shepherd, thank you that you have called us the sheep of your pasture. Thank you, as the Good Shepherd, you know your sheep, and that you laid down your life for us. You indeed are our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Thank you that we have the assurance that we lack nothing because of your love and care for us, and that your plans for us are to lead us in paths of righteousness. Thank you, Sovereign Lord, that you hear the prayers of your people, and you act upon them in accordance with your divine purposes. Thank you that the whole world is in your hands and that we can bring everything to you in prayer. What a privilege we have to bring everything to you in prayer, however great or however small. Heavenly Father, at this time we bring our government to you, and we pray for our retiring Prime Minister, and ask that you would overrule so that there will be a sensible and godly outcome to all that's happened, all that's existed over the months previously, and that the government will return to some form of stability. And we pray, Lord, that there will be a semblance of normality again. We pray for true wisdom and sensible suggestions. We pray for reconciliation where that needs to be done. And as mentioned earlier, we pray for our police. And as we pray for our police, we also gather up all the emergency services who protect us in our daily lives. We thank you for them. We're asked to remember the children and young people as they enjoy their half-term school holidays this week. And we pray for families, that families may spend times together and have real times of getting to be one with one another. And we have many friends with health problems. Please draw alongside them and give them patience and fortitude in all that they are going through. And we pray for those with special needs and ask for your blessing on the Causeway meetings. We especially pray for Debbie as she travels to the USA this week to help with the New England family retreat. Lord, bless her, we pray, and give her safety. And our prayers this morning also go out for those who are mourning the loss of loved ones. We do pray for Alan and Mary Pooley, particularly today. And we pray for Pat and Derek Charnick too,
and their families. And Lord, we rejoice that the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ knows no boundaries and can reach into the hearts and lives of us all. You are bringing many into your family through the world, on every continent and in every people group, every tribe, nation and people. You are bringing people to faith in you. Thank you for the answered prayer to the mission in Singapore last week, when many people responded to the challenge of following Jesus. Help us today to hear you speaking into our hearts and lives through the power of your word of the Bible, as Derek brings us the message very shortly. And we ask all these prayers, giving thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen.
The reading this morning is from Psalm 23, and it will be found on page 555 of the Church Bibles. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you, George. Our next song is The Lord's My Shepherd, and I've been instructed by my wife that I should really mention the chorus, because I will trust is what the men sing. They start off, and I will trust. And then on that note, the ladies and the women and girls come in, I will trust. So let's hope that's a bit of an explanation of how it works. But just carry on singing. Men, just carry on singing that line. And at the end, you sing this together. I hope that's made a bit of sense to someone. I asked Garrett to come up and demonstrate, but she refused to do that. But let's see how it goes. Let's start with, the Lord's my shepherd. I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul.
Oh, Nice to see you.
To see you, nice.
Thank you for coming. I'm going to be asking questions as we go through this, so feel free to shout out the answers if you know. If you don't know the answers, we won't kick you out. All right? Okay. 9 out of 10 drivers don't know their road signs. Okay? Here we go then. Is that a give way sign? No, it's not a give way sign. A give way sign is point down. So when the snow gets on it and covers it up, you know immediately it's a give way sign. So what do they call that sign? Okay, some of you got it. Caution. It means something ahead. Don't have to stop or anything like that, but the picture will help you make the decision on how to drive. But you've got to sort of slow down a bit, okay? Be aware of. And it's the picture that helps, okay? So I draw the picture in, and I think you will know. Roundabout, no problem at all. Okay, you give way to the right. So, okay, now I'm going to put the first word up now. These are words that are going to go up here, and I'm going to paint white letters with a red brush. People pay thousands to see this. You're getting it free. Look at the white, capital letters, life. Okay, thank you. Now, I do a lot of work on the streets with yobs and whatnot. No difference, no. And you speak to them about the Bible and that sort of thing, and they say, what's life about? Boring. And when you get to talk to them, they say, I don't know where I'm going. Some say, well, I'm going to do some studies and that sort of thing. But to sum it up, life is like going round in circles for many people. And I meet older people as well, and they're similar. So what is the purpose of life? Are we going round in circles? Do we know where we're going? That sort of thing. It's good to know. I meet older people that say, oh, I'm so confused. Okay. Right, we move on. What is a square or an oblong mean? It means something.
Information.
Information, thank you. Someone knew it. Okay, it's a nice easy one though, because on these big squares you get an arrow pointing to Manchester and then another arrow pointing to Birmingham. And it helps you to make that decision to know where you're going, okay? Right, information. Now, the information's coming up on this one now. Have a think. What is the information? Worked it out yet? The French say goldiseg. I don't. It's a dead end. You go down that road, there's no way out. That's it. Bonk. So if the roundabout reminds me of life. Guess what? The dead end reminds me of... You got it. We won't talk too much about that because we got, you know, it's a subject you don't talk about, okay? Fair enough, but we all got to face it one day. Right, the next one coming up. What does the circle mean? The circle means a command. You must obey, whether you like it or not. Okay, so on a circle, you'll get a 30. Not someone's birthday in that area, nothing like that. A 30 means 30 miles an hour and no faster. Okay, that's a command. Unfortunately, there are some cars that can't go that slow. But anyway, that's... Okay, and you would get on a circle an arrow. And you must go the way of the arrow. Okay? If it's to the left, you've got to go left. All right? Okay. This one is... Nice, easy one. Yes, you got it. It is a no entry. Fine, if you go up there, you hit head on with someone. So, you got the idea of it, a command, information. Be prepared. Caution, okay. Right, now, when they were making these road signs up, they made a bit of a problem with this one. It's a circle. But it's not a command. Okay? It's not a red one, it's just an ordinary circle. There we go. What is that? It's a clear way. You can now put your foot down and go over 30 miles an hour. So if you're on the M road, it's 70 miles an hour. If you're on an A road, you've got one of them 60 miles an hour, okay? Right, for some people, there is a no entry for this place here, and for others in Romford, there's a clear way. No problem at all. Okay? No problem at all. But not everyone's going to get it, so I'm going to do it reverse to make it easy for you. Okay? Mm-hmm. There we go. Is that fair? God of love. For some people, there is a no entry into heaven. You won't get there. But for others, it's a clear way. Has God got favourites? Is he a God of love? Then why can't people go to heaven then? Caution, okay? This should be a nice, easy one for you. No problem with that, is there? What must you do when you come to a crossroad? You've got to do something. You must make a choice, isn't it? Whether you turn left or right, carry straight on, or you're going the wrong way, you have to go back. So we must make a choice at the crossroad. Now the psalmist, in Psalm 23, he talks about a good shepherd. And he says the good shepherd is the Lord of glory, the creator of heaven and earth. And he made mankind, and there's no evidence that the Bible is wrong. Did you know that? There is no scientific evidence the Bible is wrong. They say it's wrong, think it's wrong, but there's no evidence. In fact, the evidence, when they dig it up, proves the Bible right. The Bible talks about the Lord of glory in the Old Testament as a shepherd for the sheep. Sheep need someone to look after them. We do. And there's a crossroads in life. A big one for all of us. And it's this one here. You see, the Lord, the Good Shepherd of the Old Testament, come into the New Testament. The Lord of glory, the creator of heaven and earth, decided to die on a cross for me and for you and for all mankind. He died for the sin. Sin is disobedience. He died for all of us because we're all needing to be forgiven. So he died for all of us. And that means that we have to make a decision. And we can say, and I meet people that say this, load of rubbish, not interested, get lost. They've made their decision. But you see, God has given us an eternal spirit, as it says in the Old Testament. Every man, woman, and child born throughout the world has an eternal spirit that goes on for eternity. In heaven, if we make that decision and ask him to forgive us. That's life. That's what life's about. So we know where we're going and what we're doing. And at the age of 18, on a building site, that's what I did. I met with this religious bloke. He'd born again. And he led me to Christ. I wasn't worried about death. My dad said, well, when you die, that's it, it's all over. But when he told me about the Bible, not been proved wrong, and that we've got to face our eternal God, I got frightened of death until I accepted the Lord as my shepherd. And I got no fear of death. Isn't that lovely? For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So the good shepherd went through hell so that you and I go to heaven. He suffered everything physically. He became 100% a human being to take my sin. But he rose from the grave. You ask me how I know he lives? He lives within my heart. Isn't that lovely? An assurance. And the psalmist said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And then surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that wonderful? But we make the choice. You can thumb your nose at God and say, get lost. And in hell, you'll only have yourself to blame. Sorry. Because we make our own choice. No one makes it for us. That fella I work with never made the choice for me. He said, Derek, you've got to make that choice now. Oh, I said, oh, like the baby. But then I made that choice. And what happens is the Spirit of God comes on you. I've never felt that before. I felt secure. I felt happy. I felt strong. Because of the Holy Spirit is given to those who make that choice at the crossroads of life. I do thank you for listening. Don't thank you for coming here, because I'm glad I'm here with the little fella that's been born or adopted or whatever. I like him. When I had a good look at him, he just went, But anyway, I didn't take it personally. And I had the opportunity of giving a message when Eric, wasn't it, was here. He did the same. So for those of you who are supporting, was it Arthur? Alfie. Those who are supporting Alfie, please help him so that he'll have that assurance one day in life. And for those of you who come here regular, be encouraged, carry on. Because of the power of prayer is powerful. I know we pray here and it just sounds like a lot of words. My uncle prayed for 27 years that someone in the family would get saved without his influence, because he knew it would split the family up. And after 27 years, at the age of 18, he'd been praying all that time. I was 18 and I went and saw him and I said, Uncle, I'm born again. And he cried his eyes out. Isn't that lovely? The power of prayer. You might be weary and aged and retired or what have you, but your prayers can transform individuals. Did you know that? God listens to every prayer, even if we can't make it known with our words. And the prayers come out in a groan. We don't know how to put it to God, but he understands the groan. He hears everything we say. Your choice. You want to speak to him? Brilliant. I'll meet you in heaven. We'll have a lovely time. I just hope there's chocolate there. That's all. But you see, we make the choice for eternity. Yes or no. And God lets you say no if you want to. You don't get annoyed. That's your choice. But remember, eternity is going to last a very, very long time. There is no end to it. I can't wait to get there. I've got no fear in death. I've been waiting to go for ages. Why don't the angels let me come in? But they just keep me out. But there we are. The Lord has a plan for every one of us. Whatever you are, he has a plan. The fella that led me to the Lord had been studying law to become a barrister. And I couldn't read or write or add up. I still can't spell. I've got to have all the spelling now. It doesn't matter with God whether you're highly educated or a complete nutter like I was told at school. God still loves us. I'm so pleased with that. And I leave that with you. Consider what I've been saying, because I want to help you in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Hymn number 28, Amazing Grace. That's God's unmerited favour, his love for us. John Newton knew that when he wrote this. He was lost, but now he's found. He was blind, but now he sees. Now he's born again. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Let's stand and sing number 28. Let's stay standing as we just close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray that everyone here will have eternal joy and peace in heaven. And now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. And the people said, Amen. Amen. Please take your seats and don't forget refreshments through that door.